really get excited about this quarterback matchup. We've got Mike McMahon versus Chris Chandler. Wow.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. Fantastic right there.
Fantasy owner's dream, this game. Hey, listen, let's get right. The Bears have to have a chance to have a little rebuttal here on this. And if I'm not mistaken, we have www.bearhistory.com with Roy Taylor. Roy, let's counter this. What do you got for us this evening?
Reporting on the Chicago Bears for Pro Football Central, this is Roy Taylor from bearshistory.com, where no matter how bad they get, the Bears are still the Bears. I've recently gone on record as saying this 2003 Chicago Bears club is the worst in the 84-year history of the franchise, and although they played better at Seattle last Sunday, I'm not ready to back off that statement yet. Management of this organization will probably point to the game as a sign the team is making progress, and the fans should be satisfied with that, but I don't buy it. Improvement without wins doesn't mean much. This week, 1-5 Bears host 1-5 Detroit in a battle for third place in the NFC North. Chicago catches a break here for the first time all season and will face three teams with a losing record in a row. It will be interesting to see which team wins the matchup between the 24th-ranked Detroit offense versus the 31st-ranked Chicago defense. Or how about the Bears' 31st-ranked offense against the 29th-ranked Lions defense? Of course, there will be 10 or so more games that they're watching over this contest, but at least these clubs are evenly matched. Chicago catches a break this week if they don't have to face the injured Charles Rogers, and the Detroit secondary remains depleted. Detroit will be fortunate if they don't have to face the injured Anthony Thomas. If Detroit is smart, they'll pick on top Bears cornerback R.W. McQuarters, who's been a major disappointment in this cover corner role the past two seasons. This will probably be a pick 'em game, guys, and I'll go with Chicago by 3 this week, if only for the fact that I won't be picking them many other times this season. Reporting for Pro Football Central, this is Roy Taylor from BearsHistory.com. Now back to Tony Finn and DJ Boyer.
Now, DJ, there's a reporter who knows his team.